This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
The odds of some of these things that we have.
Nuts.
It's impossible.
Right?
There's no other way.
Yeah, it's closer to impossible.
If you've got an impossible odds kind of story, let's see how close you can get to some of these stories. We can't even do all the stories we have right now. We can do some headlines. A high school golfer in Pennsylvania got two holes in one in the same round.
Yeah, and he was only playing like nine holes, I think.
I know grown men who have played golf their entire life and have never gotten a hole in one.
Yeah, and this kid comes bopping along and nails two.
He's a teenager, and so some mathematician at the National Hole-in-One Registry, that's a thing.
I want to be a part of it.
Okay. I'm quitting this job and going to the Hole-in-One Registry. Said the odds of getting two hole-in-ones in one round are 67 million to one.
Dang.
He's winning Powerball. I guess Powerball's a little bit higher odds than that, but like.
Well, hey, he's close. He's there.
67 million to one, and he got two in one round.
Yeah, but the part that sucks, though, about getting a hole-in-one is the tradition is that you have to buy everyone in the clubhouse a drink then. They don't buy you a drink. You got to buy them one.
I feel like he's a teenager, so maybe he doesn't have to.
Oh, right. What's the rules on that?
It's like, hey, sorry.
Soda.
Catch me in 5 years. I never heard that. You really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only part that sucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want one then?
I know, right?
I just want to be there when other people get
yes.
one. Oh, you got one?
Woo!
I'm just going to go hang out at country
and
clubs
just wait.
And wait for people to score hole in ones. There was one that you were talking about, and I know I used to watch Price is Right a little bit.
Yeah.
But so it's the Showcase Showdown, right?
The big wheel. You spin the wheel, and if you get like 100 on your first spin, you get an extra 25 or 10 grand.
I think you get a grand, but that you're automatically through unless other people get it, right?
They tie. They can tie you.
Okay. Because so it's like the dollar is the thing
to get. That's what your goal is to reach, and you get two spins. Now, apparently, the rule is if your second spin takes you up to the dollar, you get an extra 10 grand. So the first contestant on an episode just recently of Price is Right got two spins, hit the 10,000 bucks. Next contestant gets up there. Did the same thing, gets $10,000.
No way.
Exactly.
That's impossible already.
That is impossible for two.
We're already at impossible.
Third contestant steps up, does the exact same thing. Now we're all tied at a buck, so you got to do tiebreakers. So the first contestant goes, spins, and gets the $25,000 bonus.
You've defied odds to get a dollar, period. And okay, so okay.
Next contestant gets up there, spins, and gets the $25,000 bonus again.
No way.
Yes. So they're all hitting $10,000 and then $25,000. And that is where they haven't gotten to the showcase yet. They're still at the wheel.
And then Jesus came out. The third person just like wanked out.
Or
then.
Something.
It was like, oh God, but that's.
It was the most astronomical odds of anything.
Has anybody done the odds? Somebody's got to know. That's got to be Powerball. Like,
you would
to
think.
Have three people hit it and then two of them
I hit the go, other bonus back to back to back to back to back. Yeah.
It's not possible.
That's crazy.
A 4-year-old survived drowning. We'll take those two. I don't want to read the whole story, but that's it. Like, remember, we met a kid who was underwater for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Should have been dead.
And the impossible odds, he's not only not dead.
Oh, he's thriving.
He's just a normal kid.
Great kid.
And the other one, we don't have time to read the whole story because we really want to get to your impossible odds stories. Multiple Grand Junction, Colorado winners of a lottery. Two people won $1 million each in the same town in the same week.
In the same week. Now, the odds of that. It's so astronomical, dude, that they were looking there. You're kind of suspect wherever it's going on in that town.
But the lottery doesn't intentionally spread out and say, we're going to put $1 million here. But the odds of two of the tickets going to the same place in the same week.
With all, yeah, all these geographical places it could be.
And it's Grand Junction, Colorado. Sorry if you don't, you're not familiar. Not a mega. Like,
no, you're
with all
right.
due respect, it's not like no. two tickets in San Francisco. Maybe a little more believable because the population is
you're
so
right.
dense.
But Grand
Junction, it's like
yeah.
everybody's going out there going,
the
I want to buy a lottery ticket.
Right? Or you're all suspect and cheaters.
There's something going on there. So if you've defied the odds, if you have a story that involves impossible odds, we want to hear it. Kara.
Yay.
Impossible odds.
You will not believe this.
Okay.
So my grandfather grew up on the East Coast. He grew up, you know, New York area.
Okay.
And he would always play with the neighbors, the Rinzoli boys. Okay. So flash forward, like 50 years later, my family, I live on the opposite side of the country. And we lived next to this couple for about a year, or this family for about a year. And, you know, there was a lot of land between the two of us. So we weren't that close. But the kids, you know, they would like ride their bikes and all this stuff. So about a year later, we have this barbecue. The neighbors come over and I learn their last name. Okay.
Okay.
It's Rinzoli. And I swear to God,
you're living next to the Rinzoli boys that your grandfather played next to
what?
On the opposite
the
coast.
The other grandfather, the husband's grandfather.
So
our grandparents were besties. A million years ago. Can you believe that?
And lived next to each other.
Photos, all that stuff.
And it's not like you stayed in the same neighborhood. You're literally on the opposite coast.
Wow.
Other end of the country.
And
isn't that crazy?
The odds of that.
And then you found out, and are you guys tight now? Are you the Rinzoli?
The Risottos or whoever.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it's like family. It's like, you know, Grandpa was always talking about the Rizzoli boys and
Rizzoli.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Not risotto.
Hysterical.
Or
I mean, we
Rinzoli.
Joke about it all the time. It's like fate.
There is some sort of fate and magnetism happening between you and the Manicotti family.
Yeah, the odds of that is crazy.
Thank you for the call, Kara. Melissa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. Impossible odds.
Okay. I got a designer wedding dress that fit perfectly for $25.
What?
Shut up. How did you do that?
There was a place that was having a sale. Everything was $100 or less. And this one happened to be one that was on a display on the floor. So it had a little bit of dirt on the bottom. And it was originally priced at $3,800.
What? $3,800? Like it's a Vera Wang or something?
So, yeah, one of those big brand names.
And so you were like the first one to grab it or something, or you were the first one, or how did you, yeah.
Yeah, I just was looking through it on the rack, and I sized, put it on, and literally when I, you know, that movie scene where, you know, all the are in a dressing room trying on, you know, all these wedding dresses,
yeah.
And I step out into this crowded room, and everybody dropped silent.
Wow.
Yeah.
$25. Did you get married in it?
Did you even have a husband or a boyfriend?
Great question. I'd buy it even if I didn't.
Exactly.
There
you did have a man?
Buying him for Halloween costumes.
Shut! Are you? Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, but no, I was engaged at the time. We hadn't set a date or anything. And, you know, so we were engaged and we were 19.
Wow. That's impossible odds.
That is.
Good job on that. Thank you. I'd sell it.
Oh,
I'd
know,
flip that thing in a heartbeat.
Profit.
Get it. Take it to a dry cleaner and then flip that bad boy. Tammy?
Yay.
Impossible odds.
My cousin in Atlanta is a valet and was valeting at a nightclub and had his Samsung phone in his breast pocket. And there was a drive-by shooting. He got shot right at the heart, and the Samsung phone caught the bullet.
What?
Are you serious?
Yes, and Samsung flew him to Japan for a new phone.
Oh, of course they'd. I mean, I'd be like, you're the spokesperson. Our phones kick butt and are bulletproof.
Save
sort
life.
Of, not really. Disclaimer, doesn't really do that. What do you think would have happened if he had an iPhone? I wonder.
It probably would have gone straight.
No, stop it. I love Apple.
I actually have an Apple too.
That is some scary, scary stuff.
That is the odds of that crap.
Good for him though. Thank you for the call. Aisha.
Hi.
Impossible odds.
Yeah. So I dated two different Nicks, and during the time when I dated them, they both got dogs and both named the dog Jolene.
What?
You didn't tell either one. You didn't tell both Nicks that there was that you had another dog named Jolene.
Well, so I actually married the second Nick 2.0.
Okay.
And I still have Jolene 2.0. But when he was thinking of like names, he was going through them and I was like giving every name you could ever give. And he was like, I think I want to name it Jolene. And so still to this day, he doesn't know the story.
You never. Wow.
That he's Nick 2.0 and that you've had that wasn't your first Jolene dog.
That's correct.
That is really weird. Thank you for the call.
Nice.
Well, I mean, what? That's not a common name, especially not to name a dog. Brianna.
Yay.
Impossible odds.
I had my ID stolen and I was working as a waitress and I had a girl try to buy a drink using it.
Shut up.
Wait,
she slides your own ID across the bar going, no, I'm 21. Trust me.
Yeah.
My name's Brianna. Did she have your info memorized?
No, she, I didn't ask for it. She just handed it over before I could ask. She didn't look anything like me or anything. Must have not noticed that my name tag said Brianna.
That's awesome.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns that she could. That is awesome. Thank you for the call. If you want to keep this going,
that's cool.
We want more of your impossible odd stories on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.